Another boring day at the palace. I'm tired of being trapped and doing my duties. Can't I just have a normal life like one of the peasants? I miss having friends. I mean, the royally appointed caretakers are nice and all, but they can't even speak of what outside the palace is like. I'm surrounded by people, yet I simply feel so alone. Is this what it's always going to be like? How many more wedding ceremonies do I have to attend or blessings I have to give? I just want normalcy for once. Oh, what is this? A new guard. Now that is too convenient. Let's see if he's willing to play into my hand. You. Yes, you. The one I'm pointing at. Approach me. So, you are my new guard? Interesting. First day. Are you on the 24-hour shift? By order of myself, you are to visit me in my chambers at 9 o'clock this evening. Let the court overhear our conversation, so as to know I will keep the newbie in check. He should be arriving any moment now. Is my hair looking nice for him? I'm worried they might have told him what's what already. And I wonder if I will be able to worm any information out of him. I just want to know what it's like. He gets to go back outside the moment his shift is finished, and I'm back to being locked up here. Is the outside world really as bad as everyone tells me it is, or is it propaganda? I have no desire to become queen of this land. I just want to be myself. Interact with human as humans do. Maybe that plan of sneaking out wouldn't be so bad. Could I convince him to do that? To be my escort? What am I thinking? Come in. Yes. This pleases me that you showed up on time. Please, close the door. To the guards on the other side, I would like you to be on standby in case he doesn't amuse me. Ugh, isn't that awfully boring? Come sit on the bed by me. I have some questions to ask you. You think I act like that all the time? Within this room, I get to be whoever I want to be, and I'm tired of the politeness and speeches and expectations. It's exhausting just thinking about it, let alone living it whenever I step out of this room. You're new, right? So you must have things to tell me about your life. Well, I thought you looked pretty young, so I guess that makes sense. How did you get the job? You're not the strongest looking. Are you still in training? Let me feel your muscles. There's a little something-something when you flex. We can work on it in no time. The meals we provide at the castle are full of protein and starch. Everything you need to be a big, strong protector for me. Nothing but the best. As for how it tastes, well, I wouldn't know. I just heard that it's a little icky. You'll find out all about it at the end of your shift. You're hungry now? Well, you can take some of these grapes I have. Don't worry, you can touch me. I'm not going to behead you. It's a really dumb rule that no one can touch the princess, but it's whatever. As long as you follow it in public or in the court, then it matters not. See? You didn't combust. Eat it. That should stop the stomach rumbling. Do you, have a girlfriend? Oh, have you had one? It's just, I've never been allowed a boyfriend. I basically have two options. Marry off to another family in order for my father to gain more land, or I will become queen and rule this land. Can you tell I don't really want to do either? I just want to be normal and have real connections with people. I have a spyglass I can use from the balcony. If the conditions are right, I can look right down into the bazaar. So many people interacting with one another. Kids running around with livestock and the hustle and bustle of it all. They use money to exchange for goods. I think if I was normal, I would want to raise chickens for eggs to sell them. I couldn't bring myself to kill the chickens, so I would need all female hens. Sounds like a plan, right? Then, sometimes on special evenings, there's dances and fireworks. I ask the guards about it, but they don't give me much of a response past peasant activities. They get told they aren't supposed to tell me much about the city because I'm not supposed to see it in a good light. And not negative. Yeah, that makes sense. Sorry, guard, I don't mean to deceive you. There's couples as well. They dance together, a man and woman touching each other. He grabs onto her hips, she holds onto his shoulders, and their hips sway rhythmically. I assume there is music. They move just like when we have court entertainers. It's rare I get to see males dancing, though. Is it not as common as I originally thought it was? I want to do what they do. Show affection. Listen, guard. I won't know you by name to protect you, but will you hold my hand? Just so I know what it feels like. I see couples do it all the time, and I want to pretend I'm just like them. An average person, free to go where they please. Yeah. That is correct, I'm afraid. I'm not allowed to leave unless it's for an occasion. I am also heavily supervised, and people fear me in case they do wrong before me or accidentally touch me. It's not fair, so please, guard, take my hand. Whoa, that's different. This sensation. I can feel the heat radiate onto my hand. Am I sweating? Am I nervous? Am I blushing? I don't blush. Nothing fazes me. Well, except situations that are entirely new to me. Sorry, I just didn't know what to expect. Can I hold your other hand as well? Whoa, this is weird. So couples do this to show each other affection. Is it like claiming one another? If a woman accepts the man's hand, is that like her submitting to him? I know it's old school to explain it like that, but it comes across that way. I wonder if I'll ever find a man I could submit to. Sorry, I didn't mean to squeeze your hand so tight. Can I ask more of you? My ears. Can you rub my ears for me? I want to lie back and rest on your chest. Don't worry, the guards outside will not come in unless summoned, and my voice is muffled thanks to the thick doors and walls. May I lie back on you? Very warm and cozy. It's not the most comfortable I've ever been. Perhaps a pillow over your chest armor would go better. A suggestion? I'd lie my head on your lap. I can do that, yes. Oh, whoa, whoa. I didn't think you were gonna rub my ears right away. I didn't say stop, though. Please continue. Oh, I can't really think straight. I've never had this done to me before. I mean, I do have chambermaids that also help with my personal care, but this is so different. Is it because you're male and I know we shouldn't be doing this? Let me think for a moment. I know I shouldn't do this, but there's one more thing that's been playing on my mind for so long, and I want to try. This guard won't say anything. He knows if anyone would find out, then he would be punished. Could I possibly steal a kiss from him? I could ask, but if I do it spontaneously, that's like how real relationships are. You just do it without asking. Or is that rude and intrusive? I can't make up my mind. To kiss or not to kiss, that is the question. I mean, all I have to do is jolt up and I could probably reach him. When I look up, he's staring down at me. I wonder if he's always this quiet, or because it's his first day, he's just a nervous bean. Such a shame. I wish I could make it better for him. Maybe if I let him carry this out a little longer, he will get comfortable enough around me. As long as he understands this happens behind closed doors. I think that's enough ear rubbing for now. That felt great. Was it as interesting for you as it was for me? I feel really pampered right now. I just have one last thing though, and then I can let you return to your duties. It's about, relationship things again. Kissing. Do you know how to kiss? Can you teach me? Can you teach me? I want to learn on you. Why was that so embarrassing to say out loud? I'm never nervous like this. He isn't even blushing. Is he confident? Why is that so attractive right now? I just have to purse my lips like this. Can I kiss you? That was so weird. I don't even know how to explain how I feel right now. I had so many ideas and just, maybe a little more. I think that will conclude with my evening's entertainment. Don't you think so too? When you open the door, I'll say a few things. Remember, what happens between these four walls stays between us. No one else knows. That ought to stick into that thick skull of yours. If you disappoint me when fulfilling your duties, don't think I won't get you sent away to the plains for extra training. No, don't dare talk back. Leave at once. I don't want to see your face any more than I already have this evening. Get out! the... What was that? What was that? How did I get away with that? I have so much adrenaline pumping through me right now. I have to plan a great escape out with him one day. He can take me all around the city. I can even hold his hand. Everyone wouldn't care about me. No staring. I could even buy stuff at the market. I can bring money and hold it myself. Ah, so much planning. I have to make it a reality. Could this night be any better?